From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, August 26, 2020. ...132 people have now died from COVID-19 in Maine, with 24 cases announced today. Meanwhile, Maine CDC continues to track and trace an outbreak associated with a wedding in Millinocket on August 7th. In all, they say 85 cases so far have been linked to that event, including 6 at a nursing home and 18 at the York County Jail. The state of Maine has been approved to receive some federal emergency management agency funds to plump up unemployment checks after the $600 a week supplement provided in the CARES Act expired last month.
This is a stopgap measure, and we are doing everything possible in order to get these funds out to people as quickly as we can.
But Maine Labor Commissioner Laura Fortman says it will take some time for the department to issue the lost wages assistance payments from FEMA.
There's a prohibition from us using any unemployment insurance funds in order to staff the program or to create any of the systems that are necessary to deliver it. So we anticipate that it will take us about 3 weeks.
Ann Fortman says the FEMA funding of $44 billion will likely go fast. The state has secured about $74 million to distribute to people eligible for unemployment during the first 3 weeks of August. Beyond that, the state must apply weekly until the funds run out, or December 26th, whichever comes first. And former U.S. Senator Bill Cohen, a Republican, is endorsing Democrat Joe Biden for president. Cohen served as Secretary of Defense during the Clinton administration. He says Trump does not deserve another term. Mal Leary has more.
Cohen says character is the most important quality for a president, and one that Trump has failed to demonstrate. He says the president has abused the military, trampled on the First Amendment, and follows no consistent principles. He says Biden would make a far better president.
I know Joe Biden. I know him to be honest and decent and someone who believes in the rule of law, who believes in having competent professional people around him in his cabinet advising him.
Cohen has been a critic of Trump throughout his entire presidency and endorsed Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In weather tonight, clear and cool with winds calming and lows in the 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny far north with clouds increasing in the rest of the state and a few showers far south, highs in the 60s. Students are starting to come back to Maine's college campuses this week, and many are being greeted with new procedures, increased hygiene, new behavior rules, and lots of COVID-19 tests, as many as 2 or 3 a week at some schools. They're hoping to avoid the outbreaks that have already happened at other schools around the country. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
The Moore family had mixed feelings as they dropped their son Garrett off at the University of Southern Maine's Gorham campus on Wednesday. Garrett, a freshman from Springfield, Vermont, is excited for his first year, even though it comes in the midst of a pandemic.
I wasn't entirely sure where I wanted to go at first, but I knew I wanted to go to college, and I saw that Maine was doing really well with the COVID situation, so it was pretty easy to pick somewhere in Maine.
But even with Maine's relatively low transmission rate, his parents, Crystal and Nate, have been a bit more hesitant about dropping him off.
You know, he's our one and only, so we're definitely got a lot of mixed feelings. We're glad that he's here.
Not too far away, within driving distance.
Yet the Moores say those fears have been somewhat alleviated as they've learned about the school's intensive COVID-19 testing procedures. USM, like all of Maine's public universities, is requiring all out-of-state students, those living in residence halls, and select others to be tested and quarantined as soon as they get to campus. They'll then be tested again about a week later.
You know, I think if this is going to work anywhere, it's going to work in Maine.
Daniel Malloy is the chancellor of the University of Maine system. He says he's encouraged by Maine's low transmission rates and feels that the current trajectory of the virus has made it safe to open. But Malloy says new protocols have been added system-wide to try and monitor and control the virus. They include behavior policies, rules against large gatherings and parties, limited residence hall and class sizes, and testing throughout the semester. Malloy estimates that about 2,000 on-campus students and staff will be tested every every 10 days across the system's 7 public university campuses.
Ultimately, we want to keep people safe. We want to deliver them the education that they want in the ways that they want it. We want to protect our faculty and staff as well as our students. We're really charting, I think, a course that gives us the best chance of doing that, but there are no guarantees, and we may have to change.
And in Maine, other colleges intend to be even more ambitious in their efforts to stay ahead of the virus. At Colby, Bates, and Bowdoin colleges, students will be tested far more frequently, 2 to 3 times per week. Colby Vice President and General Counsel Richard Uchida says that the strategy should allow the school to detect cases extremely early, just a few days after a student is infected.
If you're testing only once a week, you can do the math and figure out that by the time that you've tested that student or a faculty member yet again, the virus is shedding in massive ways. That's why that 2 times a week, 3 times a week testing is critically important to the way in which we are protecting our community here.
Despite the testing, about 200 Colby students will still be learning remotely this fall, though that includes many who can't get back to the U.S. because of limits on international travel. Senior Ashley Guevara says she still heard some anxiety from some students about potential exposure as they return, but she says the rigorous testing has helped ease some of those fears.
I think that the testing protocol, like, that is really what puts a lot of students at ease.
Yet for many schools across the country, accessing and affording widespread testing can be prohibitive. In Maine, most colleges are instead testing a portion of students periodically. At St. Joseph's, a private college in Standish, spokesperson Oliver Griswold says administrators are banking on testing students and wastewater, as well as new rules and procedures that he says won't get in the way of education.
People are at St. Joe's because they want and need to learn. And so we also factored that in terms of if we can keep people safe with the layered approach, which we certainly think we can we maybe not do that sweeping all campus testing 3 times a week because that felt sort of disruptive to the learning process.
St. Joseph's and other schools say they've been working hand in hand with public health officials to create their testing plans. But some outside experts are concerned that it might not be enough. David Paltiel is a professor at the Yale School of Public Health, where researchers recently ran simulations of how much testing would be needed to safely reopen colleges and limit outbreaks. Paltiel says they found that frequent testing of every student multiple times per week, as is happening at Colby, Bates, and Bowdoin, is required to control outbreaks.
That's a pretty high bar. And we realize that, logistically and financially, that may very well be beyond the capacity of many universities. We're painfully aware of the fact that what we're suggesting would be necessary may not be feasible. But just because it's feasible doesn't mean it isn't important. And any school that can't see its way toward meeting those standards really needs to ask itself if it has any business reopening.
And Paltiel says that even with proper safety protocols in place, the virus can still spread quickly through asymptomatic students if there isn't enough testing. In recent weeks, several colleges nationwide have already seen outbreaks on campus, and some have called off in-person classes completely for the fall. Colleges are hoping that Maine's rural nature and low transmission rates can help prevent outbreaks as students begin to settle in. And they're also enforcing new behavior rules to prevent parties and large gatherings. Already, 7 students at the University of Maine have been cited for violating CDC and university health guidelines. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.